That's the Reverend Billy F. Gibbons. Of course, you all recognize that. Gives you a little bit of a hint who the birthday music's going to be today later on the podcast. All right, so here we are on December 16th. This is the Morning Digestion. I urge you to go out and subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done it already. It is johngibson.com to subscribe. So the impeachment, because I think the House votes this week on impeachment. Looks like they're going to have a trial right after Christmas. The Democratic impeachment report, according to the Washington Post, accuses Trump of bribery, although it's not one of the articles of impeachment. New York Times, Chuck Schumer is showboating, says he wants to call Mulvaney and Bolton and subpoena a bunch of documents that the White House hasn't provided yet. And the new line from the Democrats about the impeachment trial, because, you know, Lindsey Graham has said, I don't need to hear any witnesses. I'm going to vote for acquittal. And Mitch McConnell says, I'm going to work with the White House. And if the White House wants to have a bunch of witnesses, we'll have a bunch of witnesses. If they don't, we won't. And so Schumer is, laid out this plan. We'll begin the trial on January 7th, as if he's in charge. We'll begin the trial on January 7th, and we want to call these witnesses, and you want to call your witnesses, and this is how the trial should go. And, you know, what Mitch should tell him is, buzz the fuck off. You're not in charge of this. I am. The Democrats did that to the Republicans in the House. They said, buzz the fuck off. We're in charge, not you. And now they want to, Schumer wants to have his hand in it in the Senate. I don't think that's going to happen. Anyway, so this is now being reinterpreted as Trump fixing and rigging the trial.
Well, some of the things I'm hearing from the senators looks like they plan to rig the trial. Ah. You know, I think that's a serious problem for the country, but I think it's a problem for Trump as well. President Trump is hoping to be exonerated. He will not be exonerated if everyone knows he rigged the trial.
Well, there we go. So that's the new line. Hey, this is a phony trial. He isn't exonerated. He really was guilty of impeachable offenses, and Trump rigged the trial. Democrats rigged the impeachment in the House. Now Trump's rigging the trial in the Senate. I mean, this is just plain foolishness, and we know the outcome of it. But Zoe Lofgren gives us an idea of what the aftermath is going to be like. Is running around saying he rigged the trial. Supposedly, well, I guess it's true. 50% of the country wants Trump impeached and removed, according to a Fox poll. Now, Brian Kilmeade apparently said, "Oh, I can't believe that. That's shocking." No, it's not. 50% of the country wanted Hillary as president. It's the same people. Doesn't mean he's going to lose the election. It means there's going to be an overvote in California, New York, and Massachusetts. Trump is always goes there. I mean, I've noticed this, and maybe you have too, but Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi have a little problem that's associated with age. They both clearly have false teeth, and sometimes those teeth are rattling around in their mouth. And Trump says, "Hey, Nancy's teeth are falling out." All these people are shocked. How could he? Okay, so the IG report, Comey goes on Chris Wallace's show, and Chris presses him. I mean, all those people are, upset with Chris Wallace. He's a liberal. Well, he probably is, but, when confronted by somebody like James Comey, he nails him and gets Comey tries to lie his way around his previous lies about the FISA court and the FBI's investigation and their tactics. And Chris calls him on it, and Comey finally admits, "Well, I was wrong to have confidence in our procedures. Neither the New York Times nor the Washington Post today reported that Comey admitted he was wrong, but the New York Post did. So you have to go to the New York Post. Axios, Comey, I was wrong. He says, choking on the words. New York Times, the FBI is not broken, says William Webster, former FBI CIA director, who is 95. And if you read this piece, I don't know, you don't have the paywall, so let me just explain it to you. He's just talking about what a wonderful institution this FBI is. He knows nothing, nothing about this current situation and doesn't say anything about this current situation. Politics, Lizzie sets aside Medicare for All, back to talking about the economy, how she's going to socialize it. Warren, Bernie have a problem, each other. This is in the New York Times, Jonathan Martin's story. The money quote is, the two candidates are loath to attack each other because they fear negativity would merely antagonize the other supporters. The only way to eventually push the other's voters, each campaign believes, is by winning considerably more votes in the first caucuses and primaries. So what their problem is that if you combine their support to whoever was able to combine it, it's quite formidable against Biden. But they, you know, are afraid of alienating the other supporters because those are the people who would naturally, you know, come to one or the other. New York Times, this is unbelievable. You know, the economy's booming and Trump is, you know, riding high on this economy. And the New York Times lefty David Leonhardt writes, don't believe those GDP numbers. Those are totally wrong. Right. New York Times candidates, you know, confronted with disinformation. They're just going, yeah, well, what are we going to do? Can't beat it. Washington Post, Mayor Pete doesn't understand blacks. The real story is, and let's not kid ourselves, blacks don't get gays. And, you know, that's not to say there aren't black gays. There certainly are, and they're prominent ones. But as a generalization about black voters, I don't believe they're going to get on board with a guy who has a husband. Washington Post, remember that recession talk in August? Yeah, it's gone. Economy shakes free from recession fears. Striking turnaround since August. Washington Post, Democrats sue to stop removing phony voters from election rolls. These are in places like Wisconsin, you know, in towns like Madison where students, you know, register to vote, then move away or done or gone somewhere else. They're still on the voter rolls. And Republicans have sued to have these removed because somebody's going to go in and use those votes. And Democrats are all upset. And the reason they're upset is they want to cheat. Tech, Nike's juiced shoes. Washington Post talks about this. Speedy shoes, go faster running shoes. So what they say is that whoever that was that, you know, won the marathon recently or won some race where, you know, it bested the best time ever by 2 minutes. And the Washington Post cites, you know, a bunch of studies that had concluded that there was an actual limit to human speed and it was not going to be broken because it was just, humans simply couldn't run any faster. And then they put on these Nike shoes, which have been engineered to, as the foot strikes the ground, the energy going to the ground is pushed back into the shoe and causes, you know, a little jump, a little help, a little boost. So they say that these Nike shoes really do make you run faster. That's interesting. The 2010s were not a good decade for tech. New York Times goes over all the stuff. I think you kind of know it, but, you know, okay, fine. You know, it's basically that it was the decade for tech to be excessive. And, you know, greedy and excessive, and, you know, stuff like Uber and Facebook and stuff. Social justice warriors, know your place, Whitey. No complaining about affirmative action programs. This is the New York Post. A black teacher tells the students to boycott Beacon High School, which is a, advanced high school. A white girl was overheard talking to her counselor about why she wasn't admitted to a college, even though she had these great scores. She's Jewish, by the way, so that figures into it. And she was overheard saying, well, you know, some of these kids got in there just because they're minority students, not because they had good grades or they did what I did. And some black student overheard this, you know, burst into this room, berating the white girl, and now the teacher is telling students to boycott the high school. Yeah, yeah. Washington Post, the OK sign investigated by West Point and Naval Academy as a white power signal. And the New York Times, you know, you really can't use the OK hand sign anymore, especially upside down. That's supposed to mean white power. New York Times, women claim the word horny to describe the fact that they are horny. Okay, in the Washington Post, first, you can't counterpunch Greta Thunberg because she's 16. Now it's because she's autistic. So she can say things like, well, she apologized for it, but she can say things, you know, like world leaders have to be put up against the wall if they don't go along with my program. She said she didn't understand what it meant in English, but Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, the New York Police Union says that Tessa Majors was stabbed to death there in Morningside Park last week while out trying to score pot. The police are being attacked for saying so. Fox News, the movie Richard Jewell is a flop, partially because of outrage from the Atlantic Journal Constitution, which was one of the main offenders in identifying Richard Jewell as the Olympic Park bomber, and one of their and objecting that one of their reporters, who's now deceased, was portrayed in the movie as sleeping with an FBI agent to get details on the story. Apparently, the fact was that even before the story, she was sleeping with the FBI agent, and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution is making, you know, slicing this hair very thin by saying, well, she may have been sleeping with him, but she wasn't sleeping with him to get information on the story. She just happened to get information on the story because she was already sleeping with him. I think that's how it goes. Anyway, you know, so Clint Eastwood, who directed this, is getting hammered for, you know, this is his first flop in years. You know, no offense to Clint, but, you know, a movie proving that Richard Jewell was innocent and was trashed by the media, you know, particularly in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and particularly NBC News. Tom Brokaw said he was guilty, and they backed a truck up to NBC and loaded it with money. It's, you know, an interesting historical fact, but it doesn't sound like a movie I'd rush out to see. For instance, I want to see Ford versus Ferrari, the Carol Shelby story, but I'm not that interested in Richard Jewell. So maybe that explains why it's a flop more than the fact that the AJC raised hell about the portrayal of its reporter. Okay, so it is a John Gibson Morning Digestion for this December 16th. I gots to run. But write to me at host@johngibson.com. If you haven't subscribed, go to johngibson.com and subscribe. Why do you think I'm doing this? Also, call the Bitch Box at 859-544-2766. Khalil, I haven't heard from you today. What's wrong? And follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio. And retweet me if you possibly can. Appreciate it.